Or Joseph, and I'll help you, okay? Hey, Joseph P. Joseph P, Joseph P. Can you get the clothes, or do you need help?
I can.
Okay. Joseph, where's the light? There we go. There we go. What do you have there, my bud? What do you have? Can you take a morning?
Open the door.
You can open it, but you can't reach. Okay, come on, Joseph. Let's help her. Oh, no spitting, Joseph. Please.
That's a birthday cake.
Too. Is this her birthday outfit? Okay, here's her cake.
Yeah.
And these are the party shoes, right?
And so.
Are those the right shoes? Or is it these shoes? I think maybe it's those.
Yeah.
And this is Blitzen's. Or Biddy Bear's outfit. And here's a thing for her hair, too. Okay? You'll have to, if you need help, you'll have to bring over where Joseph and I can help you easily. Hello, buddy. I think he fell asleep. Maybe. It's fine as long as he's quiet. As long as your brother's quiet. I'm going to put that one in. Good job, Joseph. Put it in. You're such a big boy, aren't you? No, don't pull my cords, please. You're getting to be such a big boy. See, we need a wireless microphone. That's what we need, because you like the wires too much. Huh. You like the wires, don't you? That's your favorite toy. Mr. Cute. Put the blue one in here. Put it in. Go ahead. Put it inside. Let go. Let go, let go, let go. Let go, let go, let go. Pretty cute. Look. Okay, if you bring her Blitz in here, I will help you put her dress on.
No, her shoes.
Oh, her shoes, okay. Okay. Good job, Catherine.
I'll do the other sock.
Thomas, are you calling me? Are you ready to come out and discuss something with me? Okay. Is this the right shoe? I don't know if it matters. Do these shoes fit her, sweetie?
I don't.
Look, you think these are Blitzen's?
Yeah.
They seem awfully tight. Oh, there we go. There she goes. How pretty. She's getting some new shoes and socks on. And a dress. Yeah.
And a headband.
Look at him watching
her. And a bear, too.
Okay. I'm sorry. Discuss something with me,
it's
Thomas?
What
do you want to discuss?
And
you didn't know that you're putting up like a pile of books? Okay, well, please do that again. Okay.
Mommy, did you get the birthday cake out?
Yes, I did.
Oh, where is it?
Well, it's in Catherine's room.
Come on.
Joseph, did she take the cake away? She did. What?
Happy.
Unless I'm going to tape up or tack up some plastic metal, I'll work with just having the door open for a
while. All right, I mean, you'll close the one over to the kitchen, right, at least? So every bug in creation doesn't come right in?
I should probably do too, is clear. And the bathroom window is suck air out.
You have to clean it up first, though, right? Thank you. Oh, look, Joseph really wants to get that cake. Thomas, why don't you put it a little closer so he can see it? Oh, now what are you going to do with it now that you've got it? Well, see, it's stuck because you're holding it and it can't turn. Look, let's let it go. Do you hear it? Gentle Joseph, please. Are you dancing? You're a steady dancer. Do you need help, Catherine, or are you doing okay? Okay, why don't you bring her over here and I can help. Joseph likes the cake, don't you? Just be very gentle with it. Thomas, please be gentle with that dress. Okay? Okay. Did you put Biddy Bear's thing on? Look at that. Well, it's not really a bib. I think it's just kind of a fancy collar.
Wow, look at that.
Okay, you can put her pants on, can't you? I think you can. Lay her down. Yeah. No, Joseph, this is not something to bang around. We're going to be very careful with it. Yeah, I know you wanted it. I know, but that's Catherine. And I don't want you to break it, sweetie. Good job, Catherine. Look at you. You're doing an excellent job. Put her other foot in and then pull it up. Yes, Mr. Stubborn, you may not have it. Or if you want it that badly, then crawl over there and get it. Oh, I'll just bang my blocks, he says. Pull it up a little so it's easier, Catherine. Oh, now you can go get Blitzen's dress? Look at him. He's trying to crawl over to get her dress.
He's trying to get my pants off of me.
That's silly, Joseph. He is going to be trouble when he crawls, isn't he, guys?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do? We're going to have to do some major baby-proofing around this house for you. We don't have a baby-proof house anymore. We don't. We have a preschooler house. Oh, good job, Catherine. Now just pull them up. See? Might have to scoot them up over her knees, and then it'll be easier to pull them up. So you take the bottoms and push those up first. Catherine, take it down by her feet and push those up over her knees. And then you'll be able to get the top pulled up. I'll show you. Take this one up like that, and this one like that. And now you can pull her pants the rest of the way up over her bum. Okay? Do you see, Joseph? What's she doing? Is she dressing her?
Uh-oh.
Oh, her headband fell off. Oh. Oh, Mr. Bangin' Blocks. You can just slip it on. You could slip it on from the bottom or from the top. Slip it on from the bottom might be easiest. What are you going to do, Mr. Finn? Oh, he knocked down my tower. He's always knocking them down, huh? No, I didn't even get to build it. Let me build it first, then you can come crawl over and try to knock it down. Oh. Yeah. My heavy breather. Where's my heavy breather? Need some help, Boo?
Yeah.
It's a little tricky. Here, come over here. We'll put it together here. Here, well, you don't really have her pants on quite right yet either. Look, they're not quite up high enough over her bottom. Okay, here we go. Joseph, oh, don't bang on Blitzen's head, please, Joseph. No banging on Blitzen. Oh, Joseph. You'll hurt Blitzen. Don't bang on her head.
He was banging on your knee.
Yeah. You think that's funny, huh? You think that's funny? Catherine, don't think so.
Watch out, Mommy.
Yeah, we have to watch out for him.
He likes to bang.
He does like to bang. Well, usually I would put her headband on my ass, sweetie, after you get her dress on. Okay, that would be the easiest, to put that on at the end. Once we get her dress all on the right way. For some reason, I'm having trouble getting it to go up around her neck all the way. I think her sleeves are twisted funny. See, she has the same kind of collar on her dress like Biddy Bear has.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Joseph, don't you bang her.
Uh-oh,
he took a tumble. Oh, you don't have to cry. I fixed you. I fixed you. I think I velcroed her. Didn't I? So now you can put her headband on if you want. You took a tumble, little boy. But you were trying to get blitzen. If you keep turning around backwards like that, you're going to fall over. You may not have blitzen. That's Catherine's baby doll. Here, her headband's very twisted. Let's see if we can fix it.
She took a tumble, too.
Did she? Tosa, did you see Blitzen took a tumble? Poor Blitzen. She needs a new head, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Her hair's all scratched up. And her poor eye doesn't work right. Yeah, we're going to send her to the hospital, aren't we? Yeah, we just have to think about when it's time to send her to the hospital. Now, if it's her birthday party, what do you need to do, Catherine?
Does she have to sing? Does she have to sing, Joseph? Can you help us sing?
Happy birthday.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
Are you going to sing happy birthday? He's going to try to get that cake. Huh? Hey, you little thrower.
Happy birthday.
I think you have to twist it more than that, sweetie. Wind it up. There you go. Can you hear that? Joseph would really like the cake. He's very interested. Oh, yeah, you're dancing? Oh. So what did she get to do then? Does Blitzen know how to blow? How old is Blitzen? Oh, it's your birthday too? And how?
Four.
You're four?
One month.
1 month, okay.
And I'm four. And Biddy Bear is three.
Biddy Bear is three? And Blitzen's 1 month and Catherine is four, Joseph. And you are 9 months. You just turned 9 months, huh?
Joseph
says yesterday was my birthday. Yesterday was my birthday, too. Huh. Catherine, he's going to try to walk. Oops, he fell. Here, stand up with me, bud. Stand up with mommy. I couldn't stand in. Almost, except for 3 years younger, huh? And about a foot and a half shorter, huh? But look at him standing. If I hold him only, if I let go, you'll tumble. You can't even really stand. You're very wobbly. You're very wobbly, but you have to practice. You have to practice the standing. Whoa! Whoa! Now he's just kind of rocking. Wow. Oh, okay, why don't you take it off? No, you may not have my wires. You may not. You may not, my little friend. Good standing, Joseph. Good standing. See, you're almost as big as Catherine when you're standing. Huh. He likes that.
And what...
Oh, he's taller than Blitzen, huh?
Yeah.
You're bigger than Blitzen because she's only, what, 1 month?
No.
Oh, you may not have that.
She's
you
four
said,
months.
Oh, now she's 4 months? Oh, she's aging very rapidly.
Nine, four.
You're 4 years?
I'm 4 months.
Whoa. Oh, now you're 4 and a half. How old are you really?
I'm really 5.
No, Daddy said you had a birthday the other day, too. Remember what he said you were? Remember he said you were 3 and a half on his birthday. On Daddy's birthday, Catherine turned 3 and a half.
Yeah.
The same exact day as Daddy turned. Well, you may not have it. No, Daddy's birthday was just in September. And it was your 3 and a half birthday on the same day as Daddy's birthday. Joseph, please give me back the microphone. Please give it back to me. Remember, Daddy's birthday was on Wednesday? On the 17th. His was on September 17th, and yours is what?
March
17th. Joseph, you can't play with it. You're just a stubborn fellow. Yes, let's watch your jump, because Joseph is being very stubborn.
What?
Two, three. Oh, look at her go. Did you see her jump? Yeah, he liked that. See, he's smiling. Let's, can Blitzen jump again so that Joseph will forget about the microphone? Watch her. Here she goes. One, two, three. Oh!
Are you high?
Yeah, see, he's smiling. He likes that. Okay, let's see you jump, Catherine. Joseph, watch. Did you see her jump? They jump again, Catherine. Look at that. Yeah. Joseph wants to try to jump, too. Can you jump for him?
No,
let's see, Catherine.
Jump
no. I suppose I could try, but I don't know if he's in a jumping mood. Do you want to jump, too? You guys jump together. Say one, two, three.
Jump!
Jump!
Oh, he liked that. Let's try
jump
again. One, two, three. Jump! I can't. He's very heavy, Catherine. One, two, three. Jump! Wow!
Blitzen can go higher.
Then Joseph. One, two, three.
Jump!
Wow! Should we try again? One, two, three.
Jump!
Wow!
Jump!
One, two, three. Wow, this is my workout for the day. One, two, three. Wow. Did he like it? Is he smiling? One, two, three.
Jump.
Wow. We're each jumping our baby, Catherine. One, two, three. Jump. Wow. Yeah.
One,
two, three.
Jump.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, it's funny, funny, huh? One, two, three.
Jump!
Oh, Mommy's tired, Joseph. You're so heavy.
One, two, three. Jump! Here's something
wrong. Yeah.
Kitten.
You want to touch
my
new
button? One, two, three,
thumb. Oh, don't tease him, though. Let him touch her. Let him just touch her shoes. He's very interested.
No.
Okay, that's enough. I don't think we want to let him get her. Because he looks like he's going to pull. Are you tired now? Mommy's tired. Are you tired? Are you tired with all that jumping? Now you're going to try some crawling? Well, let's just crawl. We'll just get on your belly and crawl. It's not that hard. Let's go. Let's go. I'll build you something to come get. Let's come get this. There! Come and get it! Come and get it! It has goat! You got it! Yay! With a little help. Huh. We
with a little help. You got it? Let's try again. You gotta use those legs. Let me see you use those legs and wiggle, wiggle, and come over and get it. I'll even give you something to push against. Here. Push yourself. Push. Push, push, push. Push, push, push. Come on. Come on. Oh, lift up that belly. Whoa. I think we'll be lucky if you're crawling by the time you're one. Yes. Your friend is going to be walking all over the place and you won't even be crawling. Because you're just a fat, lumpy lump. Huh. Well. Oh, did you get it? Put him in. Put him inside, my pal. Oh, go put it in there. What do you have, sweetie? That's empty. Where are all the things that belong inside of it? What is Thomas up to, Catherine? Is he okay?
Yeah.
Thomas, what are you playing with? Are you reading? Yeah, what are you doing in there, Thomas? Sorting what stuff out, sweetie? Well, what kinds of stuff that's in your closet are you sorting? What did you find? Well, give it to Thomas, though. He probably knows where it goes to. Thomas, you cannot play with all these little pieces out here near Joseph. You can do it in your room, but you gotta...
Oh, that looks like something from one of my...
I was thinking maybe that piece was from your helicopter. Thomas, pretty soon we're going to have some new rules about where you can play with those toys. Because when Joseph starts crawling, we're going to have to be really careful. Right now you can play with it in there, but keep all the pieces together so we make sure we get all of them back in the bag. And that he doesn't get them. Because when you become mobile, little friend, it's going to be a whole new ball game around here. Thomas, please don't yell at her. And that's not how you would ask her. Is that even a sentence that you're saying? No touch? No, what would you say? Yes, thank you. Joseph, you're not much of a talker these days, are you? You're just too busy playing. What kind of noise was that? Let me hear some da-da-das. How about ma-ma-ma? Say, I can't say ma-ma-ma when I have a big blue block in my mouth? Huh? Is it because of those teeth coming in? You just want to chew? You don't want to talk anymore? Aga? Aga? Oh, thank you. You're giving that to Mommy? Thank you. And you may not have the microphone in return. Okay. Digga. Digga, digga. No, don't get angry at me. Don't get angry. What the saddest face. The saddest face. I want the microphone, Mommy, please.
Please, Mommy. Joseph, Joseph. What do you want to help me do? You want to go downstairs a bit and help me while these guys are playing? Hmm? Want to go help Mommy with some things downstairs? Okay, come on. We're going to go for a walk. We're going to go for a little walk, my Buster Brown Boo. You're going to be my helper. Come on. Come on, little cute. Little cutie, 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 snooty. Little cutie, cutie, cute. Thomas, I'm going to take Joseph down for 1 minute, okay? Come on, little pumpkin. Let's go. We'll open up the windows. Yes, you can be my helper. Come on. Oh, and Thomas has some homework he has to do. We have to remind him. See, Daddy's working. See?
But just like spots and stuff.
Just because of stuff that got on there all.
Because it's been there for the PSP. You got these little spots.
Okay, it looks good where you did it though.
Huh?
Think all that stuff on the bottom is gonna clean up?
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, it's gonna be whatever it is. So.
Yeah. But I figured I better at least do this because
you'll have to tape too. Yeah. Remember. Okay. But no, it's good to do this. Yeah, but we're just going to get it done.
Yeah.
So, not that big a deal.
Okay. You okay there, Joseph?
Yeah, he's okay.
You guys upstairs are doing okay?
Yep.
Right.
They're playing.
There's a
big smile for Daddy. He says, hi, Daddy. Did you say hi, Daddy? Is that your Daddy? Can you say da-da-da? Joseph, let me hear da-da-da, please. Da-da-da-da. Da da da. How about mama? Da mama mama. Mwah! You guys are in. Mwah! Mwah! Mama mama mama. Da mama mama. Maybe we should get some clothes out for those guys and they can get dressed. And that way when you go down for your nap, they will be all ready. Should we do that? Should we do that? I think I know what Kathy can wear. I think I do. I think they have a dress picked out for her. Yes, I do. I do. Oh, is it her nap time? Okay. I'm going to get you some clothes, Miss Nathan, okay? If you want to get dressed. Okay.
No.
What's the matter with these? Either these or the purple dress. Purple dress, okay. This one right here.
No.
Well, those are your two choices. So what do you want, the shorts or the dress?
Shorts.
Shorts.
So that's the dress.
All right, Kevin. Oops, there's a string on the dress. Make sure the whole dress doesn't fall apart.
That I can't get my
need some help, Miss Catherine? Mommy, can you please help me?
Can you put these away, please?
Okay.
They don't go together.
No, they don't, do they?
No.
Joseph. Yeah, we need to get something to put all your doll clothes in, don't we, Catherine? Maybe next time Grandma comes, we can fix your treasure chest. We'll put some felt inside it so it's nice and soft. Grandma and Mommy could work on that, and then you can keep your doll clothes in there.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea.
Why?
Well, that way they're where you can reach them easily. Right? Because I think we might have to use inside of this cabinet here for some of your big girl toys that we don't want Joseph to touch.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe.
Why, Lammy?
I'm not too worried about Lammy. I'm more worried about some things with little pieces or things. Okay, do you need help getting that shirt off?
Yes. Oh, maybe these pigs.
That's right.
I can't do this.
Okay, I'm going to help you.
Hey, no.
There you go, Catherine.
Joseph can have it.
Yeah.
Bang.
He might. Okay, take your pants off, sweetie.
You need to keep these on?
Mm-hmm. Keep on your underpants.
I thought we were gonna go to bed.
You thought it was bedtime? Look outside. Look outside and see what you see.
Hey!
No, be careful with that, please, Mr. Joseph. Right, Catherine? No. Well, he got very close. But we can't let him put that in his mouth. No, sweetie. You better put it away where he can't see it so he doesn't keep crying about it. I know you wanted it, but it's not for little boys. That's a big girl toy. It's not a little boy toy. No way, okay?
I put it away.
Well, why don't you get him something he could play with? Let's see. Do you have anything over there in your chest? Maybe we could do the Jack in the Box. You might like that. Your Humpty Dumpty one? Well, it's right there in front of you, sweetie. Look down. See? See it under the bunny? Right there. Oh, or the eggs. I bet he would like those eggs. Let's have the eggs. Here, Joseph, look what Catherine's getting you. Something you're allowed to... Look what's inside here.
Eggs. See?
Thomas, do you need a tissue?
Eat eggs.
Are you sure? Okay, Catherine, put your dress on, please. There you go. You can play with those and you can bang them. Little shapes and faces on them, huh, Catherine? Let me see where this string is coming from, Catherine, if we have to get scissors to cut. Why is there a string? Oh, it's just coming from the tag, so that's okay. Okay. We'll put the string in the garbage. There you go. Then you can pick out a ponytail, and if you bring me your comb, I can put your ponytail in. Why?
That's what
color
my comb
is. Oh, because your comb is purple?
Yeah. How I couldn't get my own, but I did make this.
Okay. What color ponytail do you want? Ta-da! Okay, go get me your comb, please. Would you like this? No? Okay, we'll put them back together. They're kind of matching eggs. I think you're a little bit too young to match the shapes yet, huh? And the faces.
Thank you.
I need the water because your hair is so smooth because of your No More Tangles stuff. Let's see if I can do it without any water. Okay? Miss Curly Q? Who's Miss Curly Q? Is it Thomas?
No, me.
Is Thomas curly?
Me.
Oh, who else in our family is curly?
You.
Yep. The two girls have curly hair.
And
oh, you think so? What else is the same about our hair?
And the same color.
Yep. Yep, I don't even need the water. Your hair is so smooth and silky because of your No More Tangles spray. Feels really nice, doesn't it?
What does no mean?
What does no mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean, sweetie? You know what the word no means?
No.
Oh, you don't? You forgot. Can I have that ponytail holder, please? Well, don't put it on your wrist like that. See how it was too tight, Catherine, and how it left a mark? Oh, Joseph. Catherine, he did a big spit up. Can you go into his closet and get a burp cloth, please? Or you know what? There's even one, I think, underneath his gym out there. There's a burp cloth. Joseph, Joseph. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Okay, well, just get me that, because that'll work. It's a... All right, Catherine, he's got a mess all over your bed, please. Get me that cloth. It's okay for wiping up this spit. Look, he's got a big puddle of spit up on your bed.
Oh, no.
Yep.
And on the eggs.
And on your eggs. We'll have to wash the toy eggs. Oh, Joseph, yeah. Joseph, Joseph, are you okay?
And I have to wash my... this.
The wash your baby brother.
And wash my pink blanket.
Yep, and Grandma just washed that pink blanket for you, didn't she? Last time she was here. Now we have to wash it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, this egg thing is definitely going to need some washing. Joseph, that was icky. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Uh-oh. He got my goat.
Joseph. How did you get spit all over, like, in here, too? He even got it inside of the egg case, Catherine. I don't know how he did that. Joseph. You are a disaster. Yeah, blah.
Buh.
Buh. Buh. Buh. When do you think you're going to outgrow this spitting up, my friend? Yuck. Yeah. Bah. That's Catherine's. Catherine's comb. Bah, bah, bah.
Can you have that?
Don't take it out of the pan, sweetie. Okay, why don't you go put it away in the drawer? Here are your eggs. Now you may not have the spitting cloth either. Yeah, she really wants to go get it, but you can't. She's putting it away. She's putting it back where it goes. You can play with your eggs. No more spitting on them, though, please. No more spitting, spitting. I love you, Mr. Goose. I don't need socks right this minute, okay?
Why?
Because... we're not going anywhere yet.
When?
Well, later after Joseph has a nap and after Daddy finishes working on the door.
Daddy can paint it?
Well, he's staining it, right? First he has to clean it up and sand it with some sandpaper. Then he can stain it, and then after he stains it, Catherine, he has to put several coats of finish on it, but we're not going to do all of that today. Come here, let me fix your tag, sweetie. What kind of a face is that?
Camel.
Camel grumpy face? She has a grumpy face, does it?
This is what
He doesn't. A camel nap book is grumpy, huh? What do you see, Mr. Joe? What do you see? Does your belly feel better now that you spit up half your breakfast? Does it feel better? Because I'm too busy playing, Mommy. I'm too busy playing. Catherine, why don't you go help Thomas? Are you sure? Can you ask him nicely? Say, Thomas, can I please help you build? Well, did you say please to him? And did he hear you? Did you say, excuse me, Thomas, may I please build with you? I didn't hear you say all those words. You can, oh, it's on top. It's too high up. You don't need to wear it right now. Well, I think you might have a crown in the other room, Catherine, that you could wear. I think in the playroom, in the basket of all the play dress-up things, isn't there a crown? I think there is a crown. There are. In fact, we're going to get a new bin, and we're going to put all the dress-up things together. Just like at school. Do you need some dress-up shoes or something? You have to start making a list for Santa Claus. They're in that laundry basket, sweetie. Was she crying, Joseph? Yeah, you're looking and looking. That was kind of silly, huh? That was kind of the beginning of a tantrum. She's going to have a tantrum. Do you hear it coming? I do. Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens. You okay, buddy? Your belly's a little funny? Oh, yeah? That's the container for the eggs. You're gonna put them back in? You're gonna put the eggs back inside? You make them go hiding? You can make them hide and go bye-bye. Bye-bye to the eggs. What's Catherine? What do you have, baby Mickey? And baby Mickey? Joseph, you are very forceful. You are very determined to get those things. Well, now that you have it, where are you going to put it? What are you going to do with that big container?
Do you want me to open it? Look. Let's open it and see. We can put some things inside. Look. What's this, sweetie? Let's put them inside. Look. Watch. Let's say bye-bye, eggs. Where'd the eggs go? There they are. Where are the eggs hiding? There they are. You got it. Close the lid. Say bye-bye, eggs. Close it up. Say bye-bye, eggs. Where are the eggs hiding? Peek-a-boo eggs. Peek-a-peek-a-boo eggs. Yeah. There they are. I'll take a baby Mickey, please. That's okay. Joseph might like to see it, I thought. Because it kind of shakes. Now the other one. Gentle, please, Joseph. Well, don't ask me which one I want, Catherine, if you're not going to give it to me. That's not very polite. If you're going to keep both of them, then you shouldn't ask people. Oh, look at him go. Look at him reaching and reaching and reaching. What's wrong, Mr. Pumpkin? What are you trying to get over there? The tags? Oh, now that you have the tag, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it, my goose? My goosey kabooshy kabooshy? Say bye-bye, eggs. Say bye-bye. Say bye-bye to the eggs. You may not have all those tags. No, 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 no. Who's resting? Thomas, what are you building? Thomas is building something very tall, Catherine. Do you know what it is? Okay. Dada. Dada. Dada, da, 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 da. What are you saying to me, my friend? Wanna give me hugs? Can you give me some hugs? Come here. Come here, please, with hugs for mommy. Can I have some hugs? You're a good for home. Whoa. Oh, no crying. Do you think you're real ready for a nap? Do you want to go for a nap? Thomas? Are you almost done building? Because I think Joseph's getting very close to nap time.
Yes, probably. Okay. I'm going to finish up. So he can have his nap. Well, you've
already built enough, you can move it into another room. So you can sleep in here.
Can you pass him to the other room? Okay. Bring him into the playroom is a good idea.
Hey, okay, very carefully. Very carefully, Catherine. Excellent work. Excellent work she's doing, Thomas. You help her get all those other little pieces.
Yeah. Cutie.
Ooh. If I want to make a thing, I'll
have to do it. Okay. Don't forget the fireman and the instructions, please.
The idea book.
Oh, is that what it says? It's an idea book, okay.
Oh, you're just a cuddly little buddy. You're just such a good hugger, Joseph. You are. I can eat you up. Hey. You're my best little cuddling boy. My best little my sleepiest.
Are you my sleepiest? Are you my sleepiest? Should we give you a little drink and then you can have some sleep? Okay. Okay. Let's stop this and we'll get you a drink and you can go for some sleep.